Good morning, everybody. The famous Tana Reb Shimon ben Gamliel was known to be almost obsessive when it came to the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. The Medrash tells us that on one occasion, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel bemoaned the fact that although he tried his best to tend to every need of his father throughout his life, he still felt that his actions did not measure up to even a fraction of a percent of what Esav HaRasha did to honor his father, Yitzchak Avinu. "When I served my father," said Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, "I served him in my mundane, day-to-day clothing. I didn't put on any special garments before I went in to see him. But Esav, on the other hand, would only serve his father wearing distinguished and royal clothing, as if he was going to visit a royal king. In this aspect," said Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, "I feel incredibly lacking in my expression of kavod, of honor, toward my parents." Reb Nosson Zvi Finkel once commented that this sense of regret of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel needs a lot of explanation. Had Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said that due to his lack of money, he was unable to properly service his father, perhaps one could understand his sense of contrition and bitterness. "Oh, how much better I would have performed this mitzvah if only I would have been provided with the means to do so. I would have sent my father on cruises around the world, purchased him an apartment in Florida and a house in Eretz Yisrael. I would have sent him to the fanciest eateries and classical music concerts a few times a month, and so much more I could have done for him had I not been restricted by the lack of funds, by the lack of money." But strangely enough, the area in which Reb Shimon ben Gamliel saw himself as deficient was an aspect of Kibud Av V'Em that was very easily rectifiable. He could have simply put on respectable attire, and that would have solved the apparent lack of respect that he felt while servicing his father. What then did he mean when he expressed a sense of failure in his kavod for his father for not wearing, for not donning fancy clothing? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz suggested that the issue here is not Reb Shimon ben Gamliel's inability to wear nice clothing while servicing his father. Rather, it was Reb Shimon ben Gamliel lamenting over the difference in attitude between Esav and himself. Yes, he could have easily worn elegant clothing, but that was not the point at all. Esav wore the royal clothing because when he served his father, he had the sense that he was dealing with a king. His regard for his father was one of absolute royalty. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel was not missing the clothing per se, but he was missing the attitude, the sensitivity, and the feeling that a son should feel in the presence of his father. I was recently speaking with a very prominent person. This is an individual who's always in the public eye, always being written about in the newspapers, and frequently visits communities around the world. I asked this person, "Doesn't it feel strange that you can never just be yourself? Does it not bother you that everywhere you go, you're associated with the professional position that you have, and you're looked at not simply as a human being, but as a figure who represents something larger than life?" Listen to what he told me, because in my opinion, it was incredibly powerful, inspiring, and most meaningful. "You know, Shai," he said, "a person must always ask him or herself the following question. Are the clothing that I wear a costume? Are they a disguise? Or are they in fact a uniform? Clothing can sometimes be used as a drapery, as a facade, a camouflage, or a charade. But sometimes clothing can be used as an opportunity to elevate oneself if one properly appreciates the assignment and the awesome responsibility in the vestments and habiliments that he wears. He can motivate himself to live up to the uniform which is on him and become even more exalted. To view our clothing as a charge and as a directive that we must work hard to properly fit into." In Parshas Tetzaveh, we learn a great deal about the Big Day Kahuna. In the midst of the intricate details of the making of these clothing, the Torah tells us that they are meant to be l'chavod ul'sefares, for the honor and splendor of the Kohanim. Yet a psukim later we're told that these clothing are meant l'kadsho l'chahanoli, to sanctify and serve me. So which one is it? What in fact are the Big Day Kahuna meant to do? Are they meant to give honor and prestige to the Kohanim? Or are they meant to help the personal servitude, l'kadsho l'chahanoli? In his Sefer Pnine Das, Rav Yehuda Leib Bloch suggests that in truth, both of these aspects are really correct. The Big Day Kahuna are initially meant to serve as a source of splendor and honor for the Kohanim, perhaps even as a guise and an illusion for them. But after time, they're meant to be mekadesh and be mechahen. They are meant to serve no longer as mere costumes, but as we're saying, they're meant to serve as uniforms for the Kohanim. Donning the Bigdei Kehuna was a daily ritual which transitioned the Kohanim from being the mundane to being the representatives and the authoritative figures. When Aaron wore his Bigdei Kehuna, people around him were discouraged from having conversation about petty day-to-day issues, as they knew he was serving in an official capacity, and such talk was beneath him. But more importantly, the clothing were also meant to change Aaron's personal awareness as well. As an official, he now had to act in a manner that was befitting of his lofty position. We need to allow our clothing to inspire and energize us, and not just to serve as a show for other people. Our hats, our shetels, our yarmulke, our skirts, our chumras and our davening, our tznius clubs and our chesed committees. Do we hide behind all these wonderful things? And don't get me wrong, they're all amazing and beautiful. But do we hide behind them just in order to consider ourselves erlich and upstanding in the eyes of others? Do we ever take the time to stop and ask ourselves if all of this is an illusion and a charade? Do we ever consider whether all that goes on behind all of our drapes is actually honest and upstanding as well? Have we allowed any of this to inspire a sense of meaningful transformation in our lives? Clothing alone do not make the man. They can only help to inspire a person to modify his behavior and become befitting of wearing such clothing. The Bigdei Kehuna are not only meant to be symbolic, but they're also meant to be functional. In fact, the stones on the Choshen had the names of all of the Shvatim engraved on them. They served as a constant reminder to the Kohen Gadol of his awesome responsibility as a public servant. He had to always remember on whose behalf he was wearing these lofty clothing. The clothing we wear carry meaning only insofar as we remember the people for whom we perform the duties. The Gemara writes in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amud Beis, Mipnei ma Talmidei Chachamim shebeBavel mitzuyanim. Why are the great Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel always dressed in such exquisite rabbinic garb, with the frock and the Hamburg, the golden walking stick and the fancy car? Says the Gemara, Mipnei she'ena b'nei Torah. Because they are not b'nei Torah. They are not genuine, they're not real, they need to put on a show because they know that they are not authentic and legitimate. The story is told of the great Yerushalmi Gadol, Rav Shmuel Mulliver, who had to spend an extended period of time in a far-flung community in Chutz La'aretz for the purposes of his health. While he was there, he met up with someone who claimed to be a Hasidish Rebbe, who he had never heard of, and they developed a very cordial relationship with one another. After some time, the Rebbe approached Rav Shmuel Mulliver and asked him, "Nu, we're both in a foreign country, we're both in a foreign land, in a place where no one knows us around here, perhaps you want to join me and we'll take a visit to the local theaters and museums? After all, in our hometowns, we would never be able to do such a thing. Let's take advantage of the place where we find ourselves now." Rav Shmuel Mulliver responded, "How can we go to the theater wearing the rabbinic garb that we both are accustomed to wear? People will know that we don't belong there. We'll be spotted immediately upon entry." To which the Rebbe responded, "Obviously, I had in mind to go to the market and purchase some different clothing that we would be able to hide our true identity. Would you like me to go out and purchase a set of these clothing for you as well?" Rav Shmuel Mulliver said, "I certainly understand you, but there's one major difference between me and you. You see, when you remove your Rebbe's clothing, you're no longer a Rebbe. Your Bekesha and your Gabai are the only things that define your greatness. But when Shmuel Mulliver removes his clothing, he's still the great Tzaddik Rav Shmuel Mulliver. My clothing don't define who I am. I am who I am with or without my rabbinic garb. And this is why I can never bring myself to do such a thing." This is the simple understanding of the Gemara. The so-called Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel were compelled to wear the rabbinic attire as a result of their ignorance and their lack of sincerity. But the Ksav Sofer suggests a more positive spin in explaining this very interesting Gemara in Shabbos. He writes that the Rabbanim in Bavel were very self-aware of their shortcoming. They knew that they paled in comparison to the great Gedolim of Eretz Yisrael, but it was precisely for that reason that they chose to wear the rabbinic attire. Not chalila as a facade, but rather to inspire and motivate themselves to live up to the high standards expected of such garb. The Gemara writes in Bava Basra Daf Yud Beis that a Chacham is Aduf Minavi. A Talmud Chacham in some respects is greater than a Navi. The Chazon Ish explains in the Sefer Maisa Ish that because a Navi sometimes only has a one-time encounter with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He has one chance to transmit the Dvar Hashem, one opportunity to give Musar and to inspire people. But after that one time in his life is over, after his, so to speak, Navi clothing are stripped from him, there's no indication that he's a changed man at all. The Talmud Chacham, however, needs to have a constant focus throughout his life on the Dvar Hashem. Every time he's faced with a shaila or a crisis or a community issue, his response has to be Ko Amar Hashem. His role of leadership is not meant to be a mere illusion for the people, but rather one which permeates his entire existence, one which is meant to change him to the point that his entire life through and through is one prolonged conversation of Ko Amar Hashem. This makes the Chacham greater than the Navi, because he ensures that his position impacts his entire way of life and all that he does. The famous Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Al Tadin Es Chavercha Ad Shetagi Alam Komo, simply explained by all the Mefarshim, that you should not judge other people until you've been in their place and lived through their personal situations. But some Bali Machshava suggest a very different understanding in this Mishnah. Al Tadin Es Chavercha Ad Shetagi Alam Komo, if you want to figure out what a person is really about, if you want to make an accurate assessment of the person's true character, his ethical standards, and you want to understand his true colors, Al Tadin Es Chavercha Ad Shetagi Alam Komo. Look carefully how he leads his personal life. Pay attention to his actions when he's in his own makom, when all of his layers of garb are not on him, and then you'll be able to see and know whether his clothing are merely a costume and a disguise, or in fact they serve for him as a real uniform. The Aron HaKodesh needs to be mi bayis umichutz titzapenu, like we read in last week's parsha, inside and out with gold. Tocho kibaro, it must be genuine and legitimate, because this is the only way to be a real Torah observant Jew. Whatever our clothing might consist of, whether it's our chumras, our shuckling by davening, or our learning, our long tzitzis, our long skirts, or our karnos against the Israeli government, pidyon shvuyim campaigns, or the Isra Masira, or the internet, all of this, so to speak, attire, behooves us to stop and ask ourselves the very frightening question once in a while. Are the clothing that we wear, in reality, just meant to be a disguise or a fitted uniform? Does all of this match up with our personal interactions and our ethical and moral standards? When we adopt a new chumrah, are we doing it solely to get attention and fool our community into believing that we are more lofty than we really are? Or are we really making meaningful changes in the way we lead our lives as a result of our new practices? We live at a time where nothing is secret anymore. There's just no such thing. The whole world these days is one small community. Our true colors always come out, and sometimes in ways which we might never want or expect them to do so. Let's use and internalize the lessons of the Bigdei Kohuna and make ourselves not only a people that serve L'chavod ul'sefares, but also as a people L'kadsho ul'chahanoli. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos.